This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Tom and Warren on Joy.
Good morning, Tom.
It's raining. Wait, did you bring the rain with you this morning?
I did bring the
rain. I've got wet.
It was cold this morning.
I was too tired to keep notice. I didn't feel anything.
I'll tell you, over the next few days, it's actually going to be 5 degrees when we wake up in the morning, I think, for the next three.
Well, I don't get up until lunchtime, so five degrees at lunch, you guys are in trouble.
You won't even notice it. Speaking of cold weather, did you see the ski resort Thredbo has banned tobogganing this season?
Really?
So that's where everyone goes up and does.
So what are you meant to do then? You just find the fatty on the top of the slope, throw him on the ground and ride him down the back?
Sit on top of that. That's what they say they're doing. And they're also banning, it's got here, miscellaneous snow sliding equipment.
Well, that's
so that
ridiculous.
Includes your fatty.
That includes this. Oh.
You can't jump on them there. And also any snow play. So does that mean throwing snowballs as well?
Well, I thought snow play was like another word for foreplay in the snow.
Maybe I won't take you up with me after all.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to the snow.
I don't know
you.
Why they've done it. They're saying it's too dangerous, but hang on, like skiing and...
But have you ever tobogganed? It is really dangerous because you come flying down the mountain, you don't see the little ditch and off you go.
Yeah, but so is skiing and so is snowboarding. They're all just as dangerous. I don't get it.
Well, I don't leave the bar, so I'm safe.
So you're safe.
I'm safe.
I might stay with you this year. Tom, the 2018 TV Week Logie Awards nominations have just been announced on the Gold Coast.
I'm up for number three.
Wow.
Well, I have to share it with some other people. I don't know their names very well.
It's a 60th anniversary, apparently. What do you reckon about it being on the Gold Coast? That's the first time, isn't it?
Yeah. Look, I think Melbourne has lost themselves. They've lost it. What have they done? We spent all this money on football. I'd rather the Logies.
I've got to confess something. I've never been into the Logies.
Look, let's be totally honest. I don't think anyone in Australia has ever been into the Logies.
I don't think I've ever watched them either.
Don't you watch the red carpet to start with, so you can laugh at things?
No, not at all.
I'm dying. I want to stand at the front of the red carpet with the microphone, and as they arrive, go, bitch, did you look in a mirror before you left? I mean, look at that dress. What a mess. You know, I want someone who spent hours to look gorgeous. I'm going to rip them. 3 minutes.
They'd be so upset. But the...
I'm not allowed to go.
You're not allowed to go.
So we've been nominated. Gogglebox has been nominated again for our third Logie.
Under most popular entertainment program. You're up against Arne's Brush with Fame.
Oh, that's sad. That's a really good show. Have you
ever
watched it?
That's a great show. Yeah.
Yeah, yep, it's really good.
Really good.
But I think we're better.
He's quite good at painting too.
He shocks me.
Yeah.
And with a little... Like a knife.
I know.
It doesn't even do it with a brush.
I know. I'd have stick figures if I was doing it. Family Feud you're up against. Well, I reckon you'd knock that off.
Well, who's that? That's Grant Denyer. So he's the first person. He's been nominated for a Gold Logie as well. He's the first person ever to be nominated for a Gold Logie without a show on air. Because Family Feud just got killed like a week ago.
Of course.
Yeah.
So it's no longer on. Hard Quiz.
Oh, that was so boring. Have you watched it?
I have watched it. I liked him when he was in...
Doug Anthony All-Stars? Was that who we...
No, when he did the Hard Chat in...
Yeah, I can't remember.
He did a little segment in that, and that was really, really funny. And you're up against The Project from Network 10.
Oh, that's a shame. I really like The Project, but I know we beat them because they get like 17 watches. You know, 17 people watch the show, isn't it?
So yeah. I reckon there's a couple there. I reckon, you know, The Project and Arne's Brush
with
Fame.
So I need everyone to vote for me.
Yeah, we do. Fans can vote for their favourite stars and shows in 20 categories from Monday, June 25, right up until the end of the red carpet telecast on Sunday, July the 1st. So we need everyone to vote for Tom.
Yeah, so I need another Logie.
On Gogglebox for most popular entertainment.
Because technically, and this is a secret just between you and I, Warren.
Yeah.
Not everybody else, because I don't need Gogglebox to find out. Because when
Hang on, let me just turn the mics off. Okay, the mics are off.
When allowed to go.
Why?
I've organised with a group of other Gogglebox's. We're going to crash.
Are you?
Oh, friggin' oath we go. It's my actual birthday, the day of the party, so we're all going to the Gold Coast. We're just going to turn up. I'm going to turn up at the red carpet. I'm going to say no. I've got two Logies in my pocket, sweetheart, you know? Yeah.
You are going to turn up.
Going to crash.
To the party.
No, I want to crash the whole Logies. I want to be in the news next day, you know, reality star escorted off the red carpet at the Logies.
But we want you back here on the Thursday morning, though. That's the thing. I can't get arrested.
I can do it from jail.
Radiothon starts tomorrow.
Yes, how exciting.
Absolutely. So Joy's annual Radiothon week starts tomorrow through to the June 8th.
So everyone, we try and encourage people to sign up and become members. Renew your membership.
That's right.
We need your money.
Absolutely. Or if you're
I'm sitting on a broken chair here, held together with sticky tape and glue.
And I've got a squeaky chair that you can probably hear in the background.
Oh, that's what he says, Andy, but we can smell it from over here. Oh, it's a squeaky chair. Get that eucalyptus spray back out. Yeah.
It's a week where we ask our listeners to support Joy by becoming a member if you're not already a member. We rely on memberships and donations from our listeners to stay on air. And remember, memberships last for 1 year.
And yes. If you get single and family.
Absolutely.
And you can get concession.
Concessions. Yeah, that's right. It. Yeah. You can also enter all the prize draws, and we've got a prize to give away today.
And we're getting so many messages. People are encouraging me about giving up smoking, giving me ideas on how to stop, but no one wants the prize.
Absolutely. You can tell Tom what to do. And also, there's going to be another major Radiothon prize announced on air tomorrow. Now, last year it was a car.
Oh, really?
So who knows what's going to be this year, but it's another big prize going to be announced
tomorrow. I need a new car as well. I'd like it. Can I win? I mean, I'm work here. Am I allowed to go in it?
Well, you're a member.
Because if you're a member, you're just not allowed to win a competition in the last 12.
But you know, Wayne could.
Oh, he could, couldn't he?
Yeah.
Listen, I don't let Wayne win anything. I keep him like a loser, keep him downtrodden. I don't think I've kept him around
this
18 years.
This is his opportunity.
What, to lift himself up out of the gutter?
And become a Joy member.
Well, we are a member. We're a family member.
You're a family member, of course. So what are we going to do?
I'm bringing in a few friends.
Yeah.
Logie Award-winning friends.
Oh, Logie Award-winning friends are coming in next week.
So we're going to bring them in next week during our show. So we're going to have Anastasia and Faye.
Gogglebox.
From Gogglebox.
Oh, wow.
And there's only one condition, but I need control of Anastasia's microphone because that bitch likes to overtalk me. And let me tell you, that does not happen.
I'm going to control the microphones, Tom. But what we're going to do is we're going to get you guys.
And we've got Lee and Keith as well.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I have told.
And Wayne's coming in.
Oh, I suppose he's got to come.
So we've got six Gogglebox stars coming in next week.
Great.
And we're going to get them to comment, including you, on the music.
Or you send us in some questions into Facebook.
Or some questions on Facebook or any topics that we want to talk about next week.
But that's not our prize.
No.
If you sign up during our show or donate, so remember everyone, don't sign up for anyone else's shows because they're going to give you some like, crappy prize. We're going to take you out for dinner.
That's right.
To La Spaghetti-O, isn't it? La Spaghetta. No, I thought it was La Spaghetti. It's in Lycon Street. It's really nice.
La Spaghettata, which is Joy's sponsor.
La Spaghetta, that's
what
it.
Did you call it? La Spaghetti-O?
La Spaghetti-O or something. I don't know.
That's next Thursday.
I knew it was there, but it's really nice. Have you been there?
Yes, I have. It's lovely. Yeah. So we'll look forward to that next week. La Spaghetti-O.
Yeah, and he's paying. So it's free. You don't have to pay. We're going to buy you drinks. We're going to get you food.
Absolutely.
So and you're going to have Gogglebox.
So we're going to do Gogglebox on radio next week.
And I like to drink.
Real Gogglebox on radio.
Let me tell you. Food. Alcohol. Yeah. And we're at La Spaghetti-O.
And we're going to give away some dinners. Some lunches
next week
with everyone.
So save your money, sign up with us next week, and we're going to take you out for dinner. And if you give a lot of money, I even throw Andy in.
And Andy's going to be there as well, so we'll have to reveal.
Well,
he won't speak.
I tried not to bring him when we had the meeting. He's not listening, is he?
You know what I'm going to do? I'll sit next to Andy. So you don't have to worry, so you can join your...
Oh, no, we're selling him off. You donate money, you can have him.
Kylie Minogue, Can't Get You Out of My Head on Joy 94.9 with Tom and Warren.
What a great way to start the morning with the Minogue.
We're 50th.
Well, that's birthday. Really rude. That is really rude.
Why?
Well, you don't point out a lady's age.
But it's been publicised everywhere that she's 50 years
and
old.
And have you heard, so we're not old, we're not young, we're golden.
We're golden, is that what she said?
Yeah. Well, she had a birthday party on Sunday night and there was lots of people that went. Even the old reject Jason Donovan was allowed in the country.
Oh, yeah. Really?
But the best thing was he was seen leaving the party afterwards with a bit of a red wine spill down the front of his white pants with his zipper still undone.
Oh, really?
So Jason Donovan thought he was back in the Viper Room.
Maybe he'd just taken them off and tried to wash them or something like that.
Do you think? Guy Pearce probably had a bit of a go.
Isn't that, you know what, think about it though. Like Kylie, I remember watching her filming Neighbours and I was a school kid. It's scary. She's 50.
I'm 50, so calm the hell down. Do you know, I'm really angry because I wasn't invited to the party and I thought we were best friends, so I've sent her a letter. We're off.
So where was the party?
In some fire station. It's like the trendy place in London. Yeah.
Okay, so you would have to fly over there anyway.
Well, she could have flew me over. Doesn't she own a bloody private jet? Does the Minogues have one here?
They probably do.
Probably got their own airport out there somewhere in Camberwell. You know, the Minogue International.
Have you seen? She's got a new guy too. I saw in the paper.
We did. He's a bit older.
Tell us about him, Tom.
Well, he turns out, what's his name? I've got it written here. That's Jason Donovan was the ex-one.
Paul Solomons.
Is that him? And what is he? He's the director of the British GQ, which means he's got no talent, no nothing. He slept his way to the job.
allegedly.
Well, I'm happy for her because she's always gone after the young and stupid. Now she's going after the middle-aged and dumb.
I saw she posted a photo. Well, they both posted photos on Instagram.
Of them
embracing each other on the 50th birthday celebration. So obviously now it's quite public and they've decided to tell everyone.
We've been gossiping about it since February.
One of the things I noticed, though, there were some messages and people are saying things like, please look after our Kylie or don't break her heart.
Yeah, because if you've seen all the other guys, they were the horrible. They did her over. They sold her out.
Has she had I don't know about her love life. Has she had a series of really bad...
Where have you been? Like, what rock do you live under? I mean,
don't follow Kylie.
Some mornings I get in here and I think, I'm taking that gay card off you. I mean, it is disgusting. We start with the shoes, then we get the ugly pants, and then you go, oh, Kylie Minogue, you know?
So, tell why she had a series, has she, of really bad lovers?
Look, if you're in the public eye and you date hot young men, they're going to cheat on you.
Okay, do you reckon this guy's hot?
No, God, no.
Not as hot as the previous
one. But I'm happy for her.
Well, maybe she's finally realised that, you know, there's more to it than looks. Maybe after all these men, she's realised, you know what, I'll go for the one that's a nice guy.
Yeah, well, true. Pick the ugly and he's not going to do the dirty on you.
Yeah, it's true. Radiothon starts here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, tomorrow.
Joy.
Remember, don't sign up. Save it for our breakfast show.
Because we're
going to take you for dinner.
We've got the cast of Gogglebox in.
Yeah, well, some of them. The ones I like.
The ones that Tom likes.
The ones I can... stomach for more than 3 minutes in the same room.
And they're going to critique what we talk about, me.
Oh, yeah.
And the music.
I've given them lists, things. Every weakness I've ever found on Warren, I'm handing it over.
I'll be prepared for next week.
And you
week.
Think I'm mean. They're nasty.
I'm looking forward to that. Don't forget, also, if you do join during our show next week...
We're going to take you for dinner.
We're going to take some listeners out for dinner.
And you say where it is.
With the Gogglebox.
Oh, yeah, other people. Yeah.
At Las...
I promise you, it'll be fun. You will laugh a lot.
It's an Italian dinner thanks to La Spaghettata.
La Spaghettata.
Yeah, what did you...
It's in... Not La Spaghettio. I know, that's what I got.
Say
it's
it again. What did you
La Spaghettio in Ligon Street in Carlton. God, I'm such a bogan, aren't I? La Spaghettio. And when you get in the train from Frankston, you just get it part... No.
So that's next Thursday morning. So yes. tune in for that. So it's going to be Italian. We're going to have some Italian food.
We love Italian.
Did you see those students in Italy, the American students in Italy?
So they weren't Italian students?
No, they weren't Italian students. They were American students. They went to Florence and they bought some pasta and they went back. Why would you buy pasta to cook in Florence? You'd go out and eat it.
And it costs like a dollar on the streets, doesn't it?
They took it back to their apartment that they had hired and they started to cook it. But they forgot to put the boiling water in it.
What?
They forgot.
So hang on. I don't cook. I don't clean. I don't do much. But even I would know to put water in a pot.
I know. And if you didn't know, it's on every single packet of pasta
buy. Have you ever read an instruction in your life?
No. Sometimes I do read the timing, though. You know, if you get...
No. I refuse.
No?
No.
Well, you wouldn't probably have done this, but they did. They turned it on and it caught on fire.
So they put the pasta in a pot with
nothing
else
in
and
it
cooked it.
And turned the heat up
and it
high.
Caught on fire.
It caught on fire.
Could you imagine how embarrassing, like burning your house down by cooking pasta in Italy? out of all the things.
All the things you can do. Yeah. They were cooking pasta. It caught on fire. And you know what? Instead of sort of putting the lid on, which is what you would do that, wouldn't you? If a pot caught on fire,
no, I don't
smother
know.
It
you
with
go
something.
Triple zero.
Well, that's what they
you
just,
go like that.
Well,
you know, but I mean, if there's a fire in your house,
you would.
Zero.
But I'd put a lid on too, like just to put the fire.
You try something.
Well, they called whatever the equivalent of the emergency services.
Can you imagine how hot they would be? Italian firemen. Wow.
Maybe that's why they did it. But Italians have responded to the incident with a combination of embarrassment for the students and some smug superiority.
Oh, I could imagine they'd be standing out the Italian. Oh, you know, ha ha ha, you know.
One of them said, return to the USA to eat hamburgers and chips.
True.
And another one wrote, from one of those three could come the next US president.
Couldn't be. You're right, it couldn't be any stupider than the one in there. Do you reckon he's smart enough to actually boil pasta in the water?
I don't know, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe this is a story of when he was a kid. But anyway, a famous chef over there has been more charitable in his assessment, and he offered the kids 4 hours of Italian cooking lessons in one of his
restaurants.
Oh, that's so
good. Could you imagine having four American students trying to teach him to cook?
Yeah. That'd be frustrating. That's it for us for this week.
That's
another
terrible.
Week. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, search Tom and Warren.
Oh, yeah.
On
Facebook,
Joy,
Instagram.
And Twitter.
But remember, Radiothon. Wait,
next week.
Save your money for next Thursday.
Next Thursday. It's really important.
I promise if we get a big donation, Andy's putting out.
Wake Up with Tom and Warren, Thursdays for breakfast on Joy. Tune in to 94.9 in Melbourne. Stream live at joy.org.au or download the Joy app. Available via podcast at joy.org.au, on iTunes or your favourite podcasting platform. Joy Podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.